Just as she did when she was running for president, Senator Elizabeth Warren is pushing a number of progressive policies, from a wealth tax to canceling student debt to a $15 minimum wage. The difference now is that she has an ally in the White House. But while Warren shares a number of policy goals with President Biden, they differ on some specifics. Here's WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks.
During her presidential campaign, Warren argued that a bold progressive agenda was the surest way to defeat Donald Trump and to help Americans in need. Here she is campaigning in New Hampshire more than a year ago, making the case that if Democrats played it safe,
then Democrats will lose. We win when we have big enough ideas to meet the big problems in people's lives and we get out there and fight for them.
Again and again, she warned against the kind of moderate vision offered by Joe Biden. But now, as she told WBUR recently, Warren is embracing the new president.
President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris ran on the most progressive agenda in modern history.
Now Warren is pushing Biden to govern as a progressive, and she has some policy differences with him. A case in point, her proposed wealth tax. It would impose a 2% tax on individual wealth above $50 million and 3% on fortunes over $1 billion. The proposal was at the center of Warren's presidential campaign. Now that she sits on the powerful Senate Finance Committee, she plans to introduce a bill to make it the law.
The idea behind that is just to bring in the money we need to make investments in our future.
Warren says the wealth tax would help pay for everything from universal child care to free public college to canceling student loan debt. More moderate Democrats, like Larry Summers, who served as Treasury Secretary under Bill Clinton, have panned the proposal as unworkable and probably unconstitutional. Summers says that it would only encourage the super rich to hide their assets.
Pointing to billionaires and saying we should take their money away may feel good, but it's an ineffective political strategy.
Warren is quick to dismiss such criticism.
Get with the program here, Larry. What's your better idea? Look, there are many, many economists who disagree with Larry on this. And it's kind of like saying, gee, rich people will figure out how to cheat on their taxes, so let's not even try to tax them.
But President Biden is a skeptic as well. While he ran on a promise to raise taxes substantially on the richest Americans, he wouldn't tax accumulated wealth as Warren would. Here's another area where Warren would like to push Biden farther to the left. She favors allowing Americans to cancel up to $50,000 of student loan debt. Some 45 million Americans owe on average more than $37,000, which Warren calls a crushing burden.
It's people who can't move out of their parents' home. It's people who can't buy their own homes. Here's the one that the data are showing. It's people who aren't able to start small businesses because they've got to make that monthly nut on their student loan payment.
Addressing this is a priority for progressives, including Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley. She spoke recently about her own experience with student loan debt, which hits Black and Brown students especially hard.
Like so many of those students, I also defaulted on those loans. We know that Black and Brown students are five times more likely to default on those loans than our white counterparts.
But Biden's plan falls short of Warren's call for $50,000 of loan forgiveness. At a recent CNN town hall, a member of the audience pressed the president to do more.
We need at least a $50,000 minimum. What will you do to make that happen?
I will not make that happen. It depends on whether or not you go to a private university or a public university.
Biden wants to forgive up to $10,000 of student debt and make public colleges and universities tuition-free. But he says kids who go to elite schools like Harvard, Yale, and Penn don't need the help. Warren pushes back and says her more ambitious plan would help address racial inequality.
There is no single act that the president could take on his own to narrow that racial wealth gap as canceling $50,000 in student loan debt.
Warren's stature as a respected policy expert means that she can push back against the president even as she remains his ally. That doesn't mean she always gets her way, but Jeff Hauser says she does have the president's ear. Hauser is with the Revolving Door Project, a progressive group that scrutinizes executive appointments. He points out that a number of people with strong ties to Warren are already working in the Treasury Department and the executive branch.
And I think Biden respects her as somebody who both has academic chops as well as, you know, a significant record of political accomplishment. And I think her presidential campaign has further made her a national force to be reckoned with.
Warren told WBUR that she sees her role as both ally and critic of the president as he tackles a pandemic, an economic crisis, and an historic racial reckoning.
I want to see President Biden continue to meet the moment. And I'm always going to be pushing them hard to do more. And I'm going to cheerlead when they do.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.